BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Syrian activists say more than 76,000 people were killed in the country last year, making it the deadliest 12 months since the conflict began in 2011. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a UK-based monitoring group, said about a quarter of the dead were civilians. Our Middle East editor Alan Johnston reports.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights draws on sources all across the country as it works to build up a picture of the damage being done by this conflict. Out of an overall figure of some 76,000 dead, more than 20,000 were soldiers or pro-government militiamen. The forces opposing the government lost more than 30,000 fighters. And all the time, civilians were being caught up in the carnage. They accounted for about a quarter of Syria's dead last year.
The Brazilian president, Dilma Rousseff, has been sworn in for a second term, promising to kickstart the economy and tackle corruption. In her inaugural address, Ms. Rousseff said her government would invest in new goals, including better education, health services and security. Julia Carneiro reports from Rio de Janeiro.
The start of the inaugural events in Brasilia took place under a scorching sun. President Dilma Rousseff waved to supporters from the top of the presidential Rolls Royce and then took the oath of office in Congress. In the first speech of her second term, she said this was a new step in the historic changes that the Workers' Party is bringing to Brazil. But Rousseff faces big challenges in her second term, with low growth rates, inflation on the rise, and a major corruption scandal that has hit Brazil's oil giant, Petrobras.
Reports from The Gambia say dozens of people have been detained following Tuesday's suspected coup attempt against the country's leader, Yahya Jammeh. The French news agency, AFP, said both military personnel and civilians had been arrested. Troops loyal to President Jammeh are reported to have been conducting house-to-house searches for opponents. Earlier, President Jammeh accused dissidents, backed by unnamed foreign powers, of being behind Tuesday's attack in the capital, Banjul.
The Gambia Armed Forces are very loyal. As far as we are concerned, there is any single participation of the armed forces except nullifying the attack. So it cannot be called a military coup. This was an attack by a terrorist group backed by some powers that I will not name now. But of course we know where the dissidents are based.
The Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan has condemned a series of attacks in northeastern Nigeria, which he blamed on Boko Haram militants. He said Boko Haram had unleashed pain and agony in the country, but they would not get away with such atrocities. World News from the BBC. The first funeral for a victim of the Air Asia plane disaster has taken place in Indonesia. Hayati Lutfi Ahmad was one of nine people whose bodies have so far been pulled from the sea following the crash. The aircraft crashed into the Java Sea as it flew from Surabaya to Singapore, with 162 people on board. The search for bodies and wreckage has continued despite bad weather, which is expected to continue for the next few days. The leading French economist, Thomas Piketty, has turned down his country's highest award. His book, Capital in the 21st Century, became an unlikely bestseller in 2014. Hugh Schofield is more.
Thomas Piketty's book caused a sensation last year, especially in the English-speaking world. Most unusually, this was a left-wing economist and a Frenchman to boot who topped the New York Times bestseller list, explaining why the gulf between rich and poor gets wider. In France, he's a one-time supporter of President Hollande, who now attacks government policies, and that presumably explains why he's now made the very rare move of turning down the rank of knight in the Legion of Honour. In a brief statement, he said that rather than dishing out honours, the government would do better to focus on getting back economic growth.
The United States has expressed deep concern about the detention of the leader of Bahrain's main Shia opposition group. In a statement, the State Department said the arrest of Sheikh Ali Salman could inflame tensions in the Sunni government Gulf Kingdom. Amateur treasure hunters have uncovered one of the biggest hoards of ancient coins ever found in Britain. A group using metal detectors found more than 5,000 perfectly preserved coins, bearing the heads of Anglo-Saxon kings, buried in a lead bucket in a field. If the coins are legally declared treasure, the individuals who found them could share a windfall of up to $1.5 million. BBC News.